This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Parashat Yitro. We found in the Parashat Yitro few ideas that we like to learn from, and those ideas start right away in the beginning. In the beginning of the Parashat Yitro, we found that Yitro comes to Moshe Rabbeinu. And not only that he comes to Moshe Rabbeinu, he brings with him also his wife and the kids. And he says to him, look, I'm coming here with your wife and your kid. He sends a messenger. And he uses very, very strange wording when he sends the message. Let's see how the Torah puts it together and try to see why the Torah put it in such a way. The Lashon is the following. Vayomer el Moshe. Rashi says he sends a messenger to Moshe Rabbeinu with a message. What is the message? Ani chotencha Yitro ba elecha. I am your father-in-law that's coming to you. Ve'ishtecha u'shne vaneha ima. And your wife and her two children are coming along with me. Or with her. Now, he's trying to say to Moshe Rabbeinu, as Rashi points out, that you should come and greet us. That is how Rashi understands it. And he says the following, Ani chotencha Yitro. Im en ata yotze begini, tze begin ishtecha. If you don't come out to greet me because I deserve the honor and the greeting, so at least do it because your wife is coming along. That's how he says, I'm coming, and your wife is coming, and your children. Why is this arichut, the length of me, your wife, and your children? So Rashi explains it and breaks it down. You should know that since I'm coming, you should honor me and come out for me. But at least if you don't think that I deserve the honor, that you should come out to greet me, at least come out to greet your wife. Tze begin ishtecha. V'im en ata yotze begin ishtecha. If you don't want to come out and greet your wife, you don't think that's enough deserving of greeting and coming out, so at least tze begin shnei vanea. Come out for her two children. That is the conversation that, or the message that Yitro is sending to Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, anybody that reads this finds the Lashon of here is a little funny. What does it mean over here? Begin shnei vaneha. Come out for her two children. You're sending a message to Moshe Rabbeinu. Look, your father-in-law is coming. Come out and see me. If not for me, come out to see your wife. If not for your wife, at least you have two children. Come out to see your children. Why is it that Yitro uses the Lashon, not your children, Moshe Rabbeinu, rather her children, your wife's children? Why is that? That's very strange, very funny. And the Torah uses the same exact Lashon. The Torah says, Vayomer el Moshe, ani chotencha Yitro ba elecha, v'ishtecha u'shnei vaneha ima. Her two children are together with her to greet you. Very, very strange Lashon. And we need over here a little bit of explanation. Why is that? Now, if you take a look, it's pretty much consistent because we found the same thing that when Moshe Rabbeinu came out when he wanted to go back to Mitzrayim with his family after he got the green light that he should go back to family after he'd been by Yitro, by Midian for so long. So over there also we found that when Moshe Rabbeinu comes out, who finds him on the way? Aaron. Aaron, when he sees him, he says to him the same exact thing. He tells him that you should know, why is it that you're coming out? He asks him, why is it that you're coming out? So Moshe Rabbeinu tells him that I'm coming out because I got the green light, I can go. Aaron says, okay, that's good, but why is it that you're bringing your family along, your wife and children? And this is the Lashon that he says. Let's see. Vayetze Aaron likrato veifgeshehu be'ar ha'Elohim. Amar lo, mi alalu? Aaron asks Moshe Rabbeinu, who are those people that are coming along with you? He's coming with a wife and two children. Who are these? Aaron asks him. He didn't recognize them. Aaron doesn't know them. Aaron was in Mitzrayim and Moshe Rabbeinu in Midian. He now built a family. He doesn't know those people. So he asks him, who are those people? Amar lo zo ishti shenasati b'Midian. Moshe Rabbeinu tells him, that's my wife that I married in Midian. Ve'elu banai, those are my children. Those are my two children. So Aaron tells him the following response. Amar lo ve'chan atam olichan, where you taking them? Amar lo le'mitzrayim, I'm taking them to Mitzrayim. Amar lo al rishonim anem mitzta'arim ve'ata ba lo'osif alehem. We already have the whole Jewish nation in Mitzrayim, and we have such problem over there that they stuck in Mitzrayim as slaves and can't take them out. You're trying to bring more people to Mitzrayim to cause them more suffering. Why are you doing that? Al rishonim anu mitzta'arim, ata ba lo'osif alehem. Amar lo, he said to her, lechi lebet avich. Go back. Moshe Rabbeinu got convinced. He said, you're right. You know what? They shouldn't come along with me. I have a mission. I have to go to Mitzrayim. I'll go to Mitzrayim. But my wife and my children shouldn't come along with me. So what's the lashon? Amar la lechi lebet avich. Natla shnei vaneha ve'alchala. She took her two children and she went back to Midian. Very strange. Natla shnei vaneha. She took her children. What's going on? How is it her children? Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was asked by Aaron, who are those two people? Who's this woman and the two children? He said, Ishti, Ushnei Vanai, Elu Banai, these are my children. And Rashi tells us that she packs up and she goes back to Midian with her two children. Who is it? It's her children or it's his children? Very puzzling. It keeps on changing over here. And we need somewhat to make over here a seder, organize this. Let's see. You know that what ended up with Moshe's children, it's not a secret. They didn't keep to his way, and eventually they didn't also continue his legacy. Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshe Rabbeinu. He's the one that took Am Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. He's the one that gave Am Yisrael the Torah. He's the one that led them almost to Eretz Yisrael, throughout the Midbar. He led them in, if you take a look at a leader with all the meaning of a leader, what a leader should be, Moshe Rabbeinu is the peak. This is the example. This is something that anybody could learn from, how to lead a nation, how to take a nation from slaves and take them lerumo shel olam, take them to the highest place of all. That was Moshe Rabbeinu. But his children, for some reason, didn't follow his ways at all. And eventually, the Gemara says terrible things about the grandchildren and so on and so forth. But we don't find anything that happened with his children. They weren't anything close to what Moshe Rabbeinu was. And we need to understand why. So there's few explanations to this. And pay attention. We'll start off with nothing less than the Zohar HaKadosh. Zohar HaKadosh reveals to us the truth and the secrets behind everything that we found in the Torah. The Zohar says the following Lashon. Why does it say, et shnei vaneha? Not my question. The Zohar asks this question. Why doesn't say, et shnei banav? It says in the Pasuk, et shnei vaneha, asher shem ha'echad gershom, ki amar ger hayiti be'eretz nochriya. Again, shnei vaneha. Ve'ikach yitro choten Moshe, et tzipor ha'eshet Moshe achar shilochem, ve'et shnei vaneha. Why is that? Says the Zohar, amar Rabbi Chiye, v'chi baneha, ve'lo banav shel Moshe. Ela, begin de'ihi ishtadlat abatrayu be'lo ba'ala, karelo noraita baneha ve'lo banav. Beautiful answer from the Zohar HaKadosh. Zohar tells us, why is it called? Why are they called her children and not his children? Because who put the effort over here? Who toiled with the children? Who took care of them? Who put all the effort and hassled with the children back and forth? You know how it is to raise children. Anybody who's a father, anybody who's a mother knows. Children are 24/7. It's a job, the constant. Even when you send them to school, even when you send them to a trip, you have the burden on you constantly. It's 24/7. You are constantly thinking how to do things, how to approve things. Why is it that my child came yesterday upset? Why is it that my child is not getting the right marks on the test? Why this? Why that? And you're constantly working with the children. Who did all that work? It wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu, it was his wife. Says the Zohar, because of that, these children were called her children and not his. Beautiful point. But that point is a very painful point. Why is it so painful? Says the Baal HaKedah, the Kadmon. Baal HaKedah, Divrei Elokim Chaim. Says the Baal HaKedah, on the Pasuk, Vayishma Yitro, Ikar sidur anahagat abayit, the obligation of a husband. You know, when you get married, you sign a ketubah. The ketubah says the obligation you have to your wife. 10 different obligations in the ketubah that you have when you get married to your wife. Comes the Akedah and says, it's not only that you're obligated to do things for your wife, but you're obligated to do things as well for your children. And he says the following words, Ikar sidur hanagat habayit, first, lashgiach b'meh sheya'ot la'isha, lashevet b'bayit l'achin tzrecheha. First of all, you have to make sure that your wife is settled. She has everything she needs in the house. L'achin tzrecheha, all that she needs. And secondly, v'gam torach habanim, umezonotam al ha'av. All the torach, all the toiling, all the effort that needs to be put to the children, teaching them, taking them on the right way, dressing them, pampering them, whatever it is, it's also on the father, al ha'av. V'ameshane chukam oseh avel. If you're doing something that's not 100% correct, you are wrong in that. You will say, Avel, it's something terrible. It's something very bad. If you are missing the point on how to do things correctly for your children, or say, Avel, that's the Lashon of the Baal HaKedah. Says the Baal HaKedah, Ve'gvar nafal Moshe bechet ze. Who made that sin that he didn't do the correct things? Says the Baal HaKedah, no one less. You can't even say those words. If it wouldn't be the Baal HaKedah, it wouldn't be the poskim we're going to mention. But he says, Moshe Rabbeinu sinned in that exact thing. If you don't do the right things, and you don't fulfill your obligation to your children, it's a sin. וכבר נפל משה בחד זה ששלח אם על בנים. What did he do? He sent her away. He went to Mitzrayim. He had a mission. He had to go to Mitzrayim. But he had to send her away also. What should he do? I don't know. But that was a chet, says the Baal HaKedah. שלח אם על בנים ועזבם ימים רבים, וגם אתך, כל הכבוד, לא שם ליבו עליהם. Even afterwards, they come back already. He was too busy with the nation. He has to take care of Klal Israel. You know how it is. In our parasha we learn that Moshe Rabbeinu was sitting מהבוקר עד הערב dealing with Am Israel. Very, very high burden that Am Israel had to put on top of Moshe Rabbeinu. Day in and day out, all day, Am Israel has a lot of things to take care of. He couldn't take care of his own children because of that. Says the Baal HaKedah, כבר נפל משה בחטא זה. Says the Kli Yakar, in Bamidbar Kaf Zayin, Yun Daled. It says over there, to Moshe Rabbeinu, Ale El Har HaAvarim. Go to Har HaAvarim, over there you'll be buried. It says the Kli Yakar, why does it say that pasuk right near the mitzvah ועברתם את נחלתו? The mitzvah of who gets the inheritance of a person, the leftover of a person, who gets that? That mitzvah is talking about over there. The lashon, ale el ara avarim, the Kli Yakar is medayek, as Chazal tell us. Piresh Rashi lelamdecha shekol mishenom maniach ben leorsho, akadosh baruch hu male alav evra. If you don't leave somebody, if you don't leave children, your children are not going to take over your position as a leader, HaKadosh Baruch Hu male alav evra, is full on you. It's not just angry, he's full of anger on you. That's the Lashon of Rashi, that's the Lashon of Chazal.
Lekach, so what was he supposed to do?
We're going to learn everything. Lekach kara HaKadosh Baruch Hu shmo Har HaAvarim. Why did Hashem Yitbarach call the mountain Har HaAvarim? Milashon evra, anger. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry את משה רבנו, says the Kli Yakar. כי עליו נתמלא הקדוש ברוך הוא עברה על משה, על שלא ידריך בניו שיהיו ראויים ליורשו. משה רבנו didn't have the time to teach his children to take over whatever he was preaching and teaching and doing throughout his life. לשון רשי, ועברתם את נחלתו לביתו, לשון עברה. רוצה לומר, says the Kli Yakar, אף על פי שהניח בן. We're not talking about a person that didn't leave a child. Because we're talking about somebody who has a child, but eno ra'u le'orsho, dehainu she'eno ra'u lirash ma'alat aviv b'torah v'chokhma v'srara. Az hakadosh baruch hu male evra alav, al shelo edrich et bno she'eh ra'u lemalot et mekomo. Which means, you have children, you must make sure that those children are going in the right path. Bederech hayashar, you can't abandon them and take care of others at that time. You know that they always say that your family, chesed, starts in your own home. Everything that have to be done to the public should not be on account of your own children. You have to make sure this is a very, very important point. So yes, it's a very important thing to take care of others. And sometimes that will show a good example to your children. But you must put a lot of effort with your children. You must spend time with them. The Torah says there's a mitzvah to teach your children. It's a mitzvah deoraita to sit down with your children and learn Torah with them. V'shinantam levanecha, to pasuk in the Torah, mitzvah deoraita, to learn Torah with your children. So if you have a child and you feel that you complete your obligation by sending him to yeshiva, could be that it's true. But the Torah wants you to find the time to sit and learn with your child. Why is that? Why the Torah is so important? You're not as professional as the Rebbe. He has a Rebbe, and sometimes you can even find him a tutor. And sometimes the tutor you find him is excellent, professional. So he's going to teach your child much better than you. Yes, could be. But there's something that only a father can give to his child. And that is that attention that the child really craves from the father and the mother, but the father. And if you find the most professional tutor possible, he can't give one thing to your child, and that's a father. Every child needs a father. If a child doesn't have the father, it's missing from the being of the child. He can't grow as a child that has a father and led him and gave him the attention and was with him throughout. Every single thing that bothered him, he had somebody to come to. He had somebody to speak to. He had somebody that can put his arm around him and put him on his lap and sit down and listen to him. A child like this grows very, very different from a child that doesn't have that. And that's what the Torah is trying to push over here, the message, with the greatest of all, Moshe Rabbeinu. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, with the highest mitzvah that he was doing and busy with, even him, the child must have that attention. So if you don't have that, even from the highest of all, you're not protected. The only way your child can grow healthy is if you have the time to sit down with him on a daily basis and spend that few, half an hour, 20 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever it is, even few minutes. But if the child knows he has a father that cares for him, that puts his arms around him, that takes him step by step, leads him from one thing to another. I'm reading you now what the Ketav Sofer says in Parashat Shemini. He says the following. Nadav v'Avihu didn't want to marry wives. Why didn't they want to marry wives? Says the Ketav Sofer, Ki ra'u shebnei Moshe lo ayu kedebai le'me'eve. He saw the children of Moshe Rabbeinu weren't the same way that they should have been. Moshe Rabbeinu children, they should have been gdolei ador. They weren't close to that. Why not? Nadav v'Avihu looked into what's wrong with the growth of the children of Moshe Rabbeinu, and they saw the following. Talu hadavar hazeh bishvil shemoshe haya tarud tamid itam hatzibur. Moshe Rabbeinu was constantly busy with the public. He was very busy. Moshe Rabbeinu was doing great. He was leading the nation. Because of that, it says, lo haya lo beefshar lehashgiach al banav ki haya tamid isko min ha'ar el ha'am. Moshe Rabbeinu constantly went from the mountain to the people and gave the message of God. Beautiful. Yes, but you missed the boat on your children. Nadav v'Avihu saw that. They were very upset. They said, maybe we shouldn't marry a wife. We shouldn't have a children this way. V'ken amu chazal bevnei Shmuel shelo alchu bedrachav ki haya asuk tamid im hatzibur. The children of Shmuel constantly also, since he was busy with the public, lo alchu bedrachav. They went off, as we talk today, as we say today. And who not? Bnei Aaron. Says the Ketav Sofer, Bnei Aaron ayu tzadikim gedolim. Great righteous people the Bnei Aaron were. The highest of all. Why? Says the Ketav Sofer, ki Aaron lo haya tarut kol kach. Aaron wasn't that busy. Of course he was busy. Chazal tell us how busy he was with doing Shalom Bayit. Anybody that's involved with Shalom Bayit knows it doesn't end. It's day in, day out. It's every second somebody else calls you with Shalom Bayit. But Aaron obviously knew that you take care of Shalom Bayit at business hours. Then you have family time. כי אהרון לא היה טרוד כל כך והשגיח על בניו. He took care of his children. He put the time and effort with his children. ובאמת לא עלה למעלה כמשה, כי היה יזכור עם בני ביתו. Says the כתב סופר, אהרון was able to reach the level of משה רבנו. But he didn't. You know why? כי היה עסוק עם בני ביתו. לא עלה למדרגה של משה. Why he couldn't reach the high level of משה? כי היה עסוק עם בני ביתו. He was busy with his children. But when he was niftar, Kadosh Baruch Hu wasn't male around him. Kadosh Baruch Hu wasn't angry with him. Why? He left children exactly like children should be. And that's such a good message. That's an important message to us. Such an important message to us. Listen well. We have over here the message that the Torah tells us that you have to spend time. You know, today life is so, so busy. People don't have time for themselves and nobody else. Life is constantly a new thing every second. And you just don't find the time not to do anything for yourself. Definitely not for your children. We all have to understand that that's not something we could sacrifice. We must find that extra time to have with our children. It's worth $1 million because in the end of the day, it's going to cost you more than that $1 million. In the end of the day, if you don't spend that time with the child, the pain you're going to have from seeing the child going through what so many kids are going through today is not worth it. It's worth spending that time when the children are small and the children are ready to receive and when they need the attention most. But even more than that, unfortunately today, in a generation of divorces, lo aleinu, we found that so many times we have parents, when they fight, they get the child to alienate from the parent, or the parent alienate from the child. It's called parenting alienation. It's a terrible, terrible thing. Why is it so terrible? Because the child build up in the nefesh, in the soul, in the inside, must have two parents. So even though it's so terrible when parents fight and the children rip to parts with from that and they can't come out of this healthy, but that's one problem. But to take the child and alienate him from one parent, that makes it 1,000 times harder because the child can't in his soul. He's not immune for such a thing. He can't have that. He can't go through life with feeling that he doesn't have one of his parents. And that is a terrible thing that today is constantly happening in so many different homes. It's a terrible thing that we're not allowed to afford having in our own home. And even more than that, you know that this is some kind of push that they have today in America, and it's all in the Western world, maybe it's all throughout the world, but to get one child, to get one parent to have the child and the other parent to have visitation and slowly, slowly alienate him from not seeing his parent. And that happens in so many different homes that when one parent gets the custody, all of a sudden the other parents gets to see him less and less and it's not available and all kind of different games until it cuts completely. But it happens to be much worse in America and could be it is in the whole world. Maybe it's not only in America. But there's some kind of trend like this that we need to know that we can't afford. And that is even worse than that. Not only that you get parent alienation, but many parents also start turning their child against the other parent. You know what happened to that child? You rip him apart. He becomes completely gone. He's devastated. You take that child and you rip him to parts. And that is something that we learn from our parasha. Moshe Rabbeinu was the best father in the aspect of he was there if needed. He was a good person to look up to. He didn't do any harm to his children, but still he didn't spend the time. We see what happens over here. But even more so when a kid can't see his father or can't see his mother. And even more so, how much more so when a kid is being ripped in such a way that he's being turned against one parent. And that is something that we have to speak about, although it's very painful, but it happens in so many different homes, and we need to understand. You might feel that you're gaining something in the short run right now, that here it is, that the child hates this parent, and you feel good about it when you're in a battle, but eventually, in another few short years, you see that your child is completely devastated, is depressed, he's going with the wrong crowd, he's doing the wrong things, he's on drugs, he's trying to constantly commit suicide, all kind of terrible things. I don't want to tell you the terrible things that happens in so many people. You don't know how many last year alone, how many children we lost due to just either over drugged or they committed suicide. Constantly happens within our circles, within our communities. We have to stop that. That's one point that I wanted to say. I want to take you to the second point.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.